A quick little mini 10-minute recap of yesterday's shit. Not now. Sometime you can fill in, okay? Okay, so Rabosai, we are shifting out of Tosis for a second into Rashi. So Rashi tells the reason for the Takana B'dikas Chametz is because of... Oh, I'm sorry. Right here.
Yeah.
It was my fault.
I didn't ask for it.
It was absolutely my fault. The reason for B'dikas Chametz is because of... Rashi said because of Bayu Rabbi Mas. Bayu Rabbi Mas. Tosis comes along and asks on Rashi two kashas. Kasha number one, he asks on Rashi that we have a Gemara later on in Davar. And the Gemara says that if you want to avoid Yisra Bayu Rabbi Mas, say, Bito Ba'al Masagi. Min HaTorah, Bito Ba'al Masagi. All you need to do is Bito, and that satisfies your obligation. You're not violating Bayu Rabbi Mas if you did Bito, and therefore, says Tosis, why does Rashi say B'dikas Mishum Bittol Habode Tzarek Shiavatel? A person that B'dikas still has to Bittol, and Bittol Ba'al Masagi, Bittol itself is sufficient not to avoid the Isra Bali Rabbi Matze. That is Kasha number one. Kasha number two, says Tosis, if you take a look at the Gemara later on Dav Yud, I believe, the Gemara says that if you have a Kikar Bishme Korah, you have a Kikar that is where? That is?
On a beam.
So Kikar Bishmei Korah. This is going to be Kasha number two. Kikar Bishmei Korah. So the Gemara has a suffix by Rabba. Do you have to go ahead and pull it down or not? And the Gemara says, yes, you have to pull it down. Why do you have to get it off of that beam? Because what might happen? It might fall and Shema Yabala Achla. So what does that indicate? The whole issue, the Gemara says, Mefurash. Shema Yavala Achla, which is exactly Shitas HaTosa. So how can Rashi tell you that the Din of Bedika is because of Bayu Rabbi Matze, when the Gemara seems to be Mefurash, that Habodek Sarich Shiyavatel, and the Bidl Ba'alma Sagi, and Kikar Bishmei Korah, Shema Yipol, and Yavala Achlo, all of that would seem to indicate that the halacha is, and the reason is, like the Balei HaTosis. I asked you to quickly take a look at a Chidushei Rabbeinu David. Let's learn it together very, very quickly. So the Rabbeinu David quotes Rashi, So Yavala Bayu Rabbi Matze, V'dikdiku Allah HaTosis, Shein HaBdikli Shabayu Rabbi Matze, Shem Keinu Min HaTorah. If Bedika was because of Bayu Rabbi Matzavi, it didn't arise. But the Gemara says, Bidl Ba'amasagi. Elatam Abedika Lidivrei Shalom Yavala Achla. Vimitakonas Chachomim. Shalom Yisnoch Al Bidl Shal Torah. Because even if he did Bidl, you still have a Gluska Yafa and you might come to eat it. A Gluska Yafa. A nice morsel. And Afal Pisha Basari Sun, Malumatsinu Shishal Koshu Lakach, even though we don't have Bedik by Shari Sun, where there's a Chashash of Yavala Achlo, by Chomets, Lo Badil Mine. Fine. Now skip a line. Vechain Bemotse Chomets Piyontov. Then it comes along Tosis, and he quotes a Gemara later on in Davav. If you find Chomets on Yomtov, you're minding your own business, you're in shul, you're in your house, whatever, you see chametz, what are you supposed to do? Kofe alav es akli. Or, let's say you have a Gentile cleaning person in your house. She has chametz. Uva chametz shel goy, what do you do? O selom mechitzas asara. Uva shel hegdesh amrashen etzarech. My timer, because hegdesh mivdal bedil minei. And chametz is lo bado minei. So why do you have to put up, why do you have to be kofel of a sakli? Why can't you just burn it? Why can't you burn it? Because the chametz is muks. So why do you have to, what's the din of kofel olav es hakli? Is this my good one?
No, that's fine.
Where's my good one?
No,
I had it. Oh, that's good. Thank you. So why does it say... Okay. Why does it say Kofel of Esakli? So Rashi writes, over there in Davav, you're not allowed to move it. But you're not going to violate Bal Yeroi Motse. Why? Because you already did what? You already did bit. So why do you have to cover it up? You did bittel. You're not over by Rabbi Motze. After all, habodek sar shivata belibo. So what do you have to cover it up with a kli? Mishun shelo yishkach, because you might then forget and ve'yochlanim. So it sounds like Rashi himself says, ooh, the next Rashi too. Also lo mechitza, if it's a chamek shel goy, why do you have to put up a mechitza? Shelo yishkach ve yochlanim. You might come to eat it. So what emerges from the sugya of kofeh and kofeh lovas hakli and mechitza by chamek shel goy is even Rashi has a concern of shema yochlenu. You might come to eat it. And then the Rabbeinu David piles on. He piles on. Wow. Is there any type of chametz that is required to do bedika, but does not yield an iser bayu rabbi matzah? Yes? One example is pachos mikazayis. Pachos mikazayis. If you own chametz less than a kazayis, do you violate by Rabbi Matzeh?
No.
So if you have residue in your pots and pans of chametz, do you have to bedik on that chametz if it's less than a kazayis?
No. But yes, you have to do bedika.
You have to do bedika.
Oh, yeah.
Are you violating by Rabbi Matzeh?
No.
You're not. Do you have to do bedika?
Yes.
Why do you have to do bedika?
You have to do that.
Apparently, you have to do bedika because what might happen? You might eat it. So bedika is not going to bother by your lemon. Say example, pachos b'kazayis. The second example will be what?
Tarubos.
The second example.
Tarubos. Dosha.
That's the pachos b'kazayis. Second example is what we call chametz nukshe. Chametz nukshe is a kind of chametz that's hard to eat, not classically edible. And as such, there's no iser b'ayu rabbi matzeh. No iser b'ayu rabbi matzeh, but there's still a din of bedika. So look inside. Let's see this inside. V'tireh, I'm in the Rabbeinu David, second paragraph. V'tireh b'harbe mekomos, sha'af la'achar bitul matzrichen livdok. Even after bitul, you have to do bedika. Zevadeh eina elamik sha'as zu shalo yevel achla. Uvechametz she'ein over bav mishum by Rabbi Matze, kemo ken hitzrichu bir midibreim, kemo shenefars betchilas perik elo over, vechem bosa perik hitzrichu bir pachmi gazayis, the inyan butzek shebizdike areva, the afa pishen over by Rabbi Matze elo gazayis, because the perik come at the base, the akomi tam zeshli avla achla. So the bottom line is, it looks pretty compelling. Pretty compelling. But what's the reason for Bedikas Chametz? Shema Yavla. I mean, we got at least 4 or 5 kashas. Pretty compelling. Rashi himself says Shema Yavla. I'm convinced. Tosis is right. Rashi? Did Rashi know Daf Yud? Maseches Pesachim?
Yes.
He did. Did Rashi know that Vav Maseches Pesachim?
Yes.
He did. Did Rashi know what he himself wrote on that Vav Maseches Pesachim?
Yes.
He did. Did Rashi know the Gemara in Elu Ovrim that says, Afilu Pachos Mikazayis? Or Chametz Nukshe? There's no way to buy Rabbi Matzah, nevertheless, is it Mitzvah Bedikas Chametz?
Yes.
Yeah. Pastor, see that. Did Rashi know how to learn?
Yes. Pretty well.
Pastor, he did. Yet the evidence is overwhelming. Overwhelming. Again, she does Rashi in support of the Baal Ethics.
Isn't there like something?
What is Rashi's name? His full name? We call him Rashi. What's his real name? Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki. Now, if someone could please do me a favor and translate Yitzchaki into English.
Isaacson.
Correct. Isaacson. Yitzchaki means
Isaac.
From Isaac. Isaacson.
Oh, that's cool.
That was his last name. From Isaacson.
I want to see where he's going with this.
So I am, I like to think, I have no idea if it's true, but I like to think I'm a progeny of Rashi.
I'm a Shadeson from Rashi.
Good, so we're brothers. So I feel a kinship with Rashi. Rashi was a Yeki too. And I feel a kinship with Rashi. I feel we have to figure out, say, a pshat in Rashi. We gotta somehow do a tchias ha-mesim for Rashi, because Taisus and Rabbeinu David have essentially obliterated Rashi.
They roasted it.
So we must see what we can do. So in order to do that,
can you give a quick overview of how
both like all the questions.
For you, I can't. Because you care. Okay. We have a plethora of kashas that all would seem to indicate, like Tosfos, that the kashash is Shem Yavalav. The fact that Gemara says, Kikar Bishmei Korah, is you have to bring it down off the beam because it might fall, Shema Yavalav. Habodek Sarah Shivatel, but Bittel Ba'al Masagi is Bittel's enough to get you out of Ba'al Rabbi Matze. So, what do you need Bidika for? You need Bidika because, not Ba'al Rabbi Matze, but because of Shema Yavel Achor. Why do we have this din of Kofel Masakli and build a Mechitza even after you've done Bittel? Because of Shema Yavel Achor. Even when there's no Aveir Ba'al Rabbi Matze, there's certain types of Chametz where there is no Issa Ba'al Rabbi Matze, because Ba'al Rabbi Matze requires a Shir Bekazites. There's still a din of Bidika. Apparently, because of Shema Yavo L'Achol. So,
Rashi says that the whole reason.
The whole reason is by Rabbi Matze. Is that you're going to violate by Rabbi Matze. Okay, so Rabosai, I would like to learn what. I'm going to learn a series of Rambams with you, but I want to focus on one Rambam in particular. Teach you how to read a Rambam. And when you learn how to read a Rambam, I think we will start. We will start to develop an idea. I saw this idea, at least vestiges of this idea. I took it in a little bit of my own direction, but vestiges of this idea in the Sefer Avi Ezri by Rav Shach. And the diuk, I think, that we're going to make in the Rambams are very, very compelling. Take a look, please, at the Rambam in Perek Gimel. Did I say Perek Gimel? Perek Beis. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And our focus is going to be actually on Halacha Gimel. Okay, the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, introduces us to a mitzvah called Tashbisu, that you have to get rid of your chametz. That's a mitzvah de'oraisa, get rid of your chametz. Mahi Hashbasa, Halacha Beis. What is hashbasa? Hashbasa is shivatel hachametz beliba. Perek beis halacha beis in chametz umatz. Shivatel hachametz beliba v'yachshav oso ka'afar. And you make it like afar v'yosim beliba she'ein b'shuso chametz klal. And you make it as if you have no chametz. Okay, great. Now watch this. Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel.
It's too small. I can't see it.
Halacha Gimel. Umidivrei Sofrim. What does Midivrei Sofrim mean?
It's words. It's my min Darbon.
It's Rabbana. Midivrei Sofrim. Lechapes achra hachometz. Bimachbuos. In hidden places. Ubechorim in various cavities, v'livdok ulahotzi mikol gvula, and to take it out of your entire jurisdiction. V'chein midivrei sofrim shebotkin u'mashbisin achametz balayla mitchilas leil arba'asar leor haner What is noteworthy, curious, striking about this Rambam halachic gemara? Jumps off the page. Yeah! Bedikas derabbanan. That's not striking. That's true. It's all true. But I'm looking for something a little more subtle.
It jumps off the page.
But it's subtle. I mean, you have to read a Rambam. You have to read with a little bit of sophistication. No, he doesn't. But again, that's... I'm looking for something a little... You're right, Gilad. What makes you say that? What brings you to that?
First he says, "Chapeis acha chametz," and then he says, "Bechim divrei sofim."
Do you see here two separate and distinct takanos?
Yeah.
There's two takanos. What's takana number one? Mi divrei sofrim to do what? To search the chapis achachomets, the machpuos of a chom, lived up close to me called gulot. Get rid of the chomets. Period. Then what does he write? The chain mi divrei sofrim is another takana to check and look for chomets when? Leil arbasar, leor haner. Sounds from the Rambam that you have two takanas. The moms of the world, right after Purim, what do they start to do? They start cleaning the house. Now, are they engaged in a mitzvah midivrei sofrim when they clean the house 2-3 weeks before Pesach? The answer is that's the first Rambam. That's the first takana. The chei midivrei sofrim the night before Pesach, Leil Yudalid, what do you do?
You do a
bedikas chametz. Notice. Do you make a bracha on the first one? No. Do you make a bracha on the second one?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's continue. Look at the Rambam now. In Hilchos... Chametz u'matzah 3:6. 3:6. Interesting Rambam. 3:6. So the Rambam writes, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. Kishebodek ha-chametz belele arba asar. When you check the chametz on the 14th at night, o biyom arba asar, o bitoch haregel. Or what? In the middle of the Chag, Mivare Kodim Shiyatche Livdo, Purkat Hashem Kodim El Cholam, Al Biur Chametz. So you check at night, let's say you forgot to check at night, you check during the day? Check during the day. You forgot to check during the day, you check during the week? Yes, and what bracha do you make? Al Biur Chametz. Then he says, and a bodek, and you check. Vim Bodak La'achar HaRegel. Let's say you didn't check then. So do you have to check after Yom Tov is over, after the regular, after Pesach? The answer is yes. But do you make a bracha?
No.
Then you don't make a bracha. Why do you make a bracha? Leil Yudalid. Why do you make a bracha Erev Pesach? Why do you make a bracha on Pesach? After Pesach, you have to do Bedika? Yes, but no bracha. What's the difference? Yeah.
So you're assuming you have while you're at in those periods until after Pesach.
That's correct. That's correct. The bedikas chametz takana bebracha of Leil Yudalid is for what purpose? Is to avoid Baal Rabbi Matzah. Why are you doing bedikas chametz after Pesach is over? What? Because of chametz she'avar alav ha'pesach. Are you allowed to eat that chametz?
No.
You're not allowed to eat that chametz. Do you violate Baal Rabbi Matzah and that chametz?
No.
So says the Rambam, there are two takanas of bedikas chametz. There's one Tatchana Bedikas Chametz, which is going to start when?
Before.
Well before Pesach. Make sure your house is Chametz free. Not linked to Ba Yorvai Matzeh, but a function of Shema Yavo Le'ochla. And then there's a takana of don't violate Ba Yorvai Matzeh. When are we in the penumbra of Ba Yorvai Matzeh?
Starting the night of the
14th. Then Chazal made a takana misuyemes, a specific takana, to do bedikas chametz. Do you make a bracha? You make a bracha because of Baal Yeroya, Baal Yimotz. Please take a look at the Rambam. Vus? Midibre Sof. They're Midibre Sof. They're both Midibre Sof, says the Rambam. But one is to prevent Baal Yeroya Yimotz, the other is Shem Yavol Ochel. Look at the Rambam 219. 219, Perek Beis, Halacha. Tired?
No, I'm not tired. I'm ready.
My bad. Good. 219. Is your place where you get, like, drink
of water? Sure.
After sure.
How about now?
There's a place.
You know where?
Yeah. Right behind this wall.
I go out good now?
Please! So the Rambam writes, Halacha Yutes, HaMifaresh Bayam Bayotze B'Shayara, if you are traveling in a sea or traveling in a convoy, Toch Shloshim Yom, within 30 days of Chag HaPesach, Zakuk Livdok. You have to do what? You have to do Bedikas Chametz. Zakuk. Not Zaruk. Zakuk. You require to do Bedikas Chametz. Kodem Shloshim Yom Einot Sarech. Which Bedikas Chametz are we talking about over here?
The general one. The general.
Which Bedikas Chametz?
The one not to eat it.
With or without a bracha?
Without
a bracha. Without a bracha. The one with the bracha is only when?
Before.
Le'al Yadal. If you're 30 days before, you're in the rubric of Pesach. When do you start learning the halachas of Pesach?
30 days before.
That's when the Shema Yavo La'achlo Halacha kicks in. Just to illustrate the point with one last thought, one last idea, and that is as follows. Look at the, I gave you on the Mamakomos, Shulchan Aruch, Yeredeya, source number 7. Rabosai, you go to the store and you buy fresh broccoli. Fresh broccoli. What is the challenge of fresh broccoli?
Bugs.
It's a very leafy vegetable that is permeated with bugs. So can you go ahead and buy fresh broccoli and take a bite out of it?
No.
The answer is no. Why not? Look at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Kol minei peiros. Shidarchon lahatzlia. If you have peiros whose derech is to be full of worms, bugs, etc., lo yochal, you're not allowed to eat them ad sheyivdok hapri. Until you do what?
Check.
Until you look at the word.
Yivdok
hapri. Until you examine the pri, shema yespo tolas. Because maybe it's got a worm in it. Do you make a bracha on that bedika?
No.
It's no bracha on that bedika. What's the nature of that bedika?
Just a checking to me.
Shema yavo la'ach. It's a chovas bedika because that broccoli is a suffix, a real suffix that it's got stuff in it. If you have a bona fide suffix that there's bad stuff in it that you might come to eat, there's a chova of bedika.
So it applies to
all. Is there a chiyuv bracha?
From the bedika,
there's no bracha. It's a, because anytime you have a chashash of what? Shema, yavo la'achlo. You do bedika, but there's no bracha. the Rambam's Bedikah, the first one, 30 days before or after it's over, no bracha, that's a Shema Yavo La'achlo Halach. Then there was a takana specific to Leil Yudalit, a new takana. And that takana was not Shema Yavo La'achlo, but rather
Ba'yavo
Emas. And that, Rabosai, I would suggest, is Shitas Rashi. All these other Gemaras, you're right. Rashi concedes there's a concern of Shema Yavo La'achlo. And therefore, in cases where there's a concern of Shema Yavo La'achlo, there's a halacha analogous to Bedikas Tola'im, that you have to do Bedikas Shema Yavo La'achlo. But that's not the takana of Bedikas Chametz La'or Yudalit. La'or Yudalit is a takana of what?
By
Rabbi Matzah. So all these other Gemaras, Kofel of Sakli, Bedika in a case where there's no Bayer Pachas Mikzayas, etc. Kika Bishmei Korah, indeed the concern there is Shema Yavo La'achlo. The Rashi concedes that, as does the Rambam. But the special Takana, La'or Yudalid, that's because of Bayer
Matzah. It's also much more satisfying answer to another question.
What?
It's also a much more satisfying answer to another question as to why. It's like, you have Bedika, like, you don't have Bedika, but like, there's no official one. But in reality, there's still a Bedika because Shalor is Shalor. It's a much more satisfying answer than saying that they won't want it because other people, everyone else has it.
I hear, okay, we'll stop here. To the beach.
Great.
What?
Cool. No, I said it sounds like an interesting transition.
Guys, it's been a fantastic shear. I know we all wish that we recorded the pre-shear, but it's all good. It really is.